This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after police say he shot and injured his former girlfriend Tuesday morning. 23-year-old Luke Gruel also faces armed burglary and a gun charge. The woman was seriously injured and taken to the hospital. More help is available for Racine County groups with storm damage from April. Eligible agencies, schools, and some nonprofits can apply for FEMA aid by September 16th. There's more details about the new program at racinecountyeye.com. The National Weather Service confirms a small tornado touchdown in Washington County Tuesday. Winds reached 80 miles an hour near Hubertus. The path was about a half a mile long. Storm damage and outages were also reported across southeast Wisconsin. Democrat candidate for the 1st Congressional District Mitchell Berman and Congressman Mark Pocan will campaign tomorrow in Racine, Kenosha, and Janesville. Berman says the campaign stop will focus on health care and cost of living concerns. Most political analysts have the 1st Congressional District leaning Republican. The Bob Uecker documentary comes to Racine next week. It'll show Tuesday and Wednesday at the Golden Rondell Theater. Both screenings will start at 6:10. And part of Elm Road in Oak Creek could be renamed for Buc-ee's. Under an agreement signed this week by leaders in Oak Creek, the company would fund a community project and help pay for city events. The planned travel center near the Milwaukee-Racine County line could open in 2028. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Investigators are looking into the death of an inmate at the Columbia County Jail. Authorities say the 56-year-old man was taken into custody for suspected OWI in Columbus last week. Officials report the man was placed in a restraint chair after becoming uncooperative during the booking process. Although a jail doctor initially cleared him, staff found the man unresponsive just minutes later. County officials say a review of surveillance video showed no one else entered the cell before the man was discovered. State officials have announced more than $1 million in tax credits for six Wisconsin-based film productions. Authorities expect the grants to stimulate local economies by generating crew jobs and increasing revenue for area businesses and hotels. The recipients include several feature films, a documentary on broadcasting legend Bob Uecker, and a project exploring an unfinished Frank Lloyd Wright design in Richland Center. The state's film tax credit program has an annual cap of $5 million, providing a maximum of $1 million per project. Questions are being raised about the residency status of a Republican challenger ahead of the November election. Michelle Megadance Skinner is running against incumbent Democrat Senator Jeff Smith in the 31st Senate District, a race considered crucial for GOP pickups in western Wisconsin. A lawsuit claims Skinner and her husband filed for primary tax exemptions in both Wisconsin and Georgia and held active voter registrations in both states. Skinner says she is a Wisconsin resident and notes that her husband lives in Georgia. Emergency dispatchers in Dane County are getting help from artificial intelligence. The Public Safety Communications Department has introduced AI dispatchers to the force in order to assist with non-emergency calls to 911. Officials explain the system will transfer non-emergencies to a different line, and the virtual assistant will handle calls such as noise complaints and animal control inquiries. Data centers are now a major issue in the race for governor. David Crowley and Tom Tiffany are both pushing guardrails while taking different approaches to tax breaks and environmental concerns. Tiffany has emphasized protecting farmland and ending the state tax credit for data center equipment. Crowley has stressed protecting natural resources, requiring companies to provide clean energy, and making sure Wisconsin gets value from any incentives. Neither candidate supports a statewide moratorium. The two candidates for Wisconsin governor are also talking about names that may or may not join them on the campaign trail. According to WisPolitics, Democratic nominee David Crowley says he will not campaign with streamer Hassan Piker, saying he does not want to support those he believes can deepen political divisions. Republican nominee Tom Tiffany says turnout will be key after unofficial results show Democrats cast more votes in their primary than Republicans. Tiffany also would not say whether he wants President Trump to campaign in Wisconsin, saying that decision is up to the president. The Wisconsin State Patrol and local police are stepping up efforts to catch impaired drivers ahead of Labor Day. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign runs from August 19th through September 7th. State Patrol says nearly 7,000 Wisconsin crashes last year involved alcohol or drugs, making up about one-third of all traffic deaths. Officers are urging people to plan a sober ride before they start celebrating. The DOT is asking people across Wisconsin to weigh in on a plan to make transportation easier to use for people with disabilities. The annual ADA transition plan looks at barriers in place like sidewalks, curb ramps, pedestrian signals, rest areas, and DOT buildings. The agency says it installed about 2,500 curb ramps on state highways in 2025 and recently opened two accessible rest areas along I-43 in Manitowoc County. You can offer your input online through September 17th at wisconsin.gov/ADA. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Packers head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to play the Broncos tomorrow night at Mile High Stadium. We learned why rookie defensive end Danai Dennis-Sutton has missed the last 9 days of practice. Matt LaFleur.
I wouldn't say it was conditioning, no. It's just he overheated at practice. So obviously you take that very seriously, and he's kind of working through the protocol to come back.
I asked Dennis-Sutton, how frustrating was it to miss the Steelers game last week while recovering from heat exhaustion?
Yeah, it's just frustrating, like you said. But can't really control it now. But, yeah, I've gotten a lot more comfortable. All the coaches have been helpful. Now that I'm watching, just pretty much get all the mental reps I can until I get back out there.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a weekend series tomorrow against the Atlanta Braves. First pitch at 3:10. The Brewers losing to the Mariners last night 7-5. Golf, Kaylor Steger wins the Wisconsin State Open over Mike Van Sickle in sudden death at Tuckaway in Franklin, Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Our high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.